under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Hour number two on this Thursday, March 28th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a bunch of text messages requesting that song. I send you the actual YouTube link. You can forward it to your pastor, your minister, your priest. Share it with your friends, your family. Great words, rewriting the words to the song Hallelujah. Absolutely something that needs to be played and shown in churches on Sunday, this Easter Sunday. Got a short story. I'm going to get to it. It may go into the next segment. 1.25 billion dollars. $1.525 billion loaned at restarting Palisades nuclear power plant here in Michigan, right near Lake Michigan. U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm announced the federal government giving the $1.525 billion loan to Holtec International to restart a decommissioned nuclear power plant within 2 years. Governor Gretchen Whitmer was there with her. They toured the facility. The 800-megawatt reactor would be the first nuclear reactor to be resurrected from being decommissioned status in U.S. history. This is the first one. Holtec Palisades plant manager Jeff Bora said it would take at least 18 months to get the new operator's license through the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, and that they had to make many upgrades to the current facility, including two new extra reactors. Governor Gretchen Whitmer said, Palisades is coming back. Thanks to an effective collaboration between the Biden-Harris administration, the Michigan legislature, and the company Holtec, work will begin shortly to restart the operations here at Palisades. Whitmer said the restart would be the base for her 100% clean energy plan by 2040. The legislature previously put $150 million toward restarting the power plant. Holtec asked for $300 million from the state to make it happen after it was sold to Holtec and turned off back 2 years ago in 2022. Now, the interesting part of this in passing their Clean Energy Act, nuclear power was not mentioned anywhere in the package of bills. They were going to rely on wind turbines and solar panel farms. But the governor then soon realized that's not going to be enough energy to supply Michigan's energy needs. So the plan is the restarted power plant will house two additional 300 megawatt modular nuclear reactors. The main reactor is expected to produce power until 2051. This is a year after Biden's net zero emissions goal. They're going nuclear. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Presque Isle Electric and Gas Co-op has powered Northeast Michigan for more than 85 years. Now we're connecting it to the rest of the world through our new fiber network. Get ready for the PIE&G Connect broadband difference. The fastest speeds in Northeast Michigan, unlimited access, and exceptional reliability. Packages start at $54.95 per month with autopay. There's internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Follow-up story to the U.S. Senate race, the Republican primary. One of the very wealthy, self-funding millionaires, Sandy Pensler, is back on TV, back on the air with his cash cards, quote-unquote spot, that was running when former President Donald Trump came out earlier this month and endorsed Mr. Rogers. Well, one of the candidates, based on that endorsement, 76-year-old Sharon Savage, Oscoda school board member announced she was going to drop out of the campaign out of respect for Trump's decision to endorse Rogers. I believe it is in the best interest of our party and our shared conservative values for me to step aside and do whatever I can do to ensure that Michigan flips this seat to Republican in November. Savage put on her Facebook post in congratulating Rogers on Trump's endorsement. Now with Savage out, the field of Republican candidates that have filed with the Federal Elections Commission stands now at 11. Mr. Rogers, Sandy Pensler, who I hope to have on the show very soon, thanks to Brian Panabaker, our patriot brother down in Macomb County. He's been in contact for me with the Pensler campaign and has reached out to them about coming on the show because Brian personally has endorsed Pensler. The list is very specific, and it's not in alphabetical order. Kind of interesting. Rogers' name is first, then Pensler, then former congressman who voted to impeach Donald Trump, Peter Meyer, then Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, and they spelled her name correctly, and they put the title correctly, Doctor, in front of her name. Another recycled congressman, Justin Amash, who I don't believe he's going to get the signatures to get on the ballot. J.D. Wilson, again, not going to get the signatures, has not been seen anywhere recently. Glenn Wilson, who supposedly is going to be turning his signatures in next week or the week after. Michael Hoover, Alexandria Taylor, Rebecca Curran, and Benson Samuel. In the MERS story, it says only O'Donnell has turned in signatures to the Bureau of Elections, but Rogers' camp says it has 30,000 ready to turn in. Really, Mr. Rogers? From November the 11th. And you know what was really interesting, folks? Sherry shared this with me last night. The petition sheets have room for 10 signatures. Even though they're legal size, the paper thickness is the same, like a regular ream of 500 sheets of paper you would go and buy at Staples, Office Max, wherever. You know, when you go buy paper for your printer, right? You buy a ream of paper, 500 sheets. What is it? Maybe 3.5 inches, 4 inches tall, max, 500 sheets. 500 sheets of paper, folks, times 10 signatures per page is 5,000 signatures. 30,000 signatures would be roughly 6 reams of paper. Interesting, in the photo op back in November, I looked up the article today. Rogers is standing in front of 10 boxes, legal width, cardboard boxes, you know, they have the lid, they fold flat, but then you put them together. They're cardboard boxes, legal size width, and then they have a lid that goes on top. Well, in the photograph, he's standing in front of 10 boxes to hold 6 reams of paper. When Sherry turned in her 27,545 signatures on Monday, she had 3 boxes. Why is Rogers, in his photo op back in November, standing in front of 10 boxes? It doesn't take 10 boxes to hold 30,000 signatures. I mean, unless he got like 1 or 2 signatures per page, which is not realistic. If you're going to bother to print out a petition sheet, you're going to collect all 10 or 9 or 8. You're not going to collect 1 or 2. Something doesn't line up with Mr. Rogers. Something doesn't make sense. So we're going to keep following this story. But finally, now she's in the top 4. previously. She was never even mentioned until the very end, and then they misspelled her name and they left her medical doctor title out of her name. Now it's Rogers, Pensler, Meyer, and Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. She's in front of Justin Amash, J.D. Wilson, Glenn Wilson, Michael Hoover, Alexander Taylor, Rebecca Caron, and Benson Samuel, who I don't even know who that guy is. So find it kind of interesting. Now, on the other side, the anointed one for the Democrats, even though the actor Hill Harper has already turned in 15,000 signatures, which is the bare minimum. I hope he turns in more, because 15,000 is not going to pass muster when they start validating them, comparing them to the qualified voter files. Detroit City Council member Fred Durhall, Detroit Police Commissioner Ricardo Moore, Kayenga Company founder CEO Brian McKinney, and 10 prominent Detroit pastors endorsed Democrat Elisa Slotkin, a congresswoman from Holly, in her election bid to serve in the U.S. Senate. Interesting. 10 prominent Detroit pastors. You pastors do realize that Slotkin is pro-death, pro-abortion. What part of thou shalt not kill do you pastors not get? Just curious. Yesterday, a prominent group of 13 elected officials, community and faith leaders in Detroit endorsed Elisa Slotkin for U.S. Senate. The new endorsements come after Slotkin unveiled her opportunity agenda, a platform that lays out her priorities to help eliminate barriers to economic opportunities in Michigan's urban communities. Pastor Orville Littlejohn said, quote, Elisa knows that meeting our biggest challenges today requires focus and unwavering commitment to the people in our major cities. Elisa takes a strategic and thoughtful approach in proposing legislation that would, as a result, get things done in our communities. We know that there's too much at stake in this election, and therefore, I am proud to endorse Elisa Slotkin and know she will bring her passion for Detroit and Michigan to the U.S. Senate. Interesting. Three prominent Democratic pro-choice women political action committee, known as Emily's List, sent out a fundraising email yesterday focused on three must-win Senate races this cycle. Among those was Michigan and this U.S. Senate race that we have this year. They put out a picture in this email with Slotkin standing next to Mr. Rogers. A picture of Rogers was there. However, the former congressman was labeled over the top of it as pro-life, and therefore was the main driving force in their message in this email. Kind of interesting. Kind of interesting. So they're already assuming that Rogers is going to be the nominee and attacking him for being pro-life. Again, tying abortion, the abortion issue, to this race. And there's nothing Rogers can do about it, because he doesn't have any training in explaining women's reproductive health rights. Meanwhile, Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, 60% of her practice are women. Many of them poor people who don't have health insurance. Her clinic down in St. Joseph has been serving uninsured people for 25 years. She's been a strong proponent of adoption. Instead of putting the mother through an abortion, a medical procedure to kill the baby, causing guilt feelings many years later, some of them immediately, most of them having to deal with guilt for years, Sherry would work with these women to get them to carry the baby to term and then put it up for adoption. She has an alternative to Slotkin's pro-death, pro-abortion that most people don't have a problem with. If the woman doesn't want the baby, don't kill it, allow it to be born, and then put it up for adoption, giving it to a loving family that wants to raise the baby. It's that simple. Well, it's very, very interesting how this is playing out. Emily's List sending a fundraising email already pitting Rogers against Slotkin and infusing abortion into that fundraising email. You don't think they're going to start running TV ads? And if you look at the results that Proposal 3 got in 22, 56.3% of our Michigan population voted for Proposal 3. That could be a problem for Rogers if he's the nominee. So people like Trump and others that are backing Rogers, you're probably backing a loser. And what can Rogers possibly say on a debate stage with Slotkin? Dr. Sherry O'Donnell can look her right in the eye and say, I know women's problems when it comes to an unexpected pregnancy, and I have an alternative. One that works out for the child, one that works out for the mother, and blesses a family that wants to raise a baby but can't. A few years ago, Vicky and I talked about it. We have our four children, our 11 grandchildren, our six great-grandchildren. We've got a great nuclear family. We love our legacy, our posterity. But we said, you know what? We would maybe want to consider adopting a baby. Vicky looked at me and said, no, we're done with that. Love babies, support babies, but we're moving on. But there are other people, elderly people in their 50s, 60s, would love to give a child a great start. And that's what she pushes, and that's what I think Slotkin's going to have a problem with on a debate stage. Think about it. Bottom of the hour news of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Michigan.